We're continuing to look at Paul's defense before Governor Felix at Caesarea Maritima here in Acts chapter 24. Let me pick up again at verse 14. Paul says, "However, I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of the way, which they call a sect." Paul, as he stands before Felix, is combining two things in his first part of his statement of faith. First, the fact that he is a worshiper of Yahweh. It's his ancestral worship along with the rest of the Jews, even the Jews who are accusing him of sedition and sacrilege and sectarianism. And then, of course, he adds with that, that he is not only a worshiper of the God of his ancestors, but he also adds as a follower of the way. So Paul is joining the two things together. In verse 14, Paul says, "I believe everything that is in accordance with the law and that is written in the prophets, and I have the same hope in God as these men themselves have, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked." I hope you see what Paul is doing here. He's telling Felix that far from being a heretic, he embraces the same futuristic hope that the high priest and his colleagues believe in. He is not the odd man out, quite the opposite. He is one of them. And then Paul inserts that word that the high priest and the rest of the Sadducees do not want to hear. It's that word, resurrection. Wasn't that the very topic that caused the Sanhedrin to turn on itself at Paul's defense before them? And now he brings it up again. The late John MacArthur has a great insight on what's happening here. Here's what he writes. The Sadducees were not traditional, they were heretics. They denied that which the Old Testament taught. They were modernists. They were the aristocratic family, and they were the modernists theologically. They were not traditional Jews, and I'm sure the accusers here are most likely Sadducees. The high priest was a Sadducee, and most likely the other elders were as well. So Paul tells Felix, "I have the same hope in God as these men themselves have, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked." Now here I have to put this quote in from F.F. Bruce because it's just so instructive. It's a little longer quote, but here's what he says. This is the only place in the New Testament where Paul is unambiguously credited with believing in a resurrection for the unrighteous as well as for the righteous dead. There is no need to doubt that, like other Pharisees, he had inherited the belief in such a twofold resurrection. But when he develops the doctrine in his letters, he concentrates on the hope set before those who belong to Christ, for whom the resurrection at the advent of Christ will be a participation in his resurrection, the harvest of which his resurrection was the first fruits. In a way, Paul has just cornered the high priest and his associates. If they jump in and say, "We don't believe in the resurrection," this is going to very quickly dissipate into a question of Jewish theology. And we know what happened before when this was the case. The Roman official is going to lift up his hands and say, "I'm not here to adjudicate Jewish theology." That was a brilliant move on Paul's part. He is making the Sadducees come out and say what the real problem is. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.